B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 12 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the fabulous 2020 Philly Auto Show. And joining me right now, Kevin Mazzacola, the executive director of the auto show. Kevin, how are you, buddy?
How you been, man? 2 years in a row. How special
is that? Doing good, man, or what?
Feeling the love on Valentine's Day at the Taj Mahal, the Garage Mahal. Right? Yeah.
That's a good line.
It's all, I've been here a few years. Yeah, I got a lot of them. One ticket, 700 rides. Keep them coming. Yeah, it's a good place.
This is awesome. I mean, once again, this thing is ridiculous.
It is. It's an icon, 119 years. And, you know, in the binary and digital world, people still like old school and try the metal on. No selling here, just information, but there's something for everybody, whether it's classics, new, exotic supercars, Camp Jeep, we're right in front where they get in the vehicles.
I love the Camp Jeep experience.
It's rocking. So it is something. It is something.
All right, so let's go through some of the famous cars.
Yeah.
So what are your favorites?
They have the camera call car from Ford versus Ferrari.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, the GT40.
Wow,
so they
awesome.
Has a back platform where Christian Bale was driving it, but they have the camera in the back, and then they would change what they call the front clip. So that would be the front fenders and the stuff you'd see as he's driving, so they can make the car different GT40s throughout the movie. So
it's
a pretty special treat. There's only one of them. It's here. You have Wayne's World and AMC Pacer, and the tall, its glory is there, and the mud cuts and from Dumb and Dumber. So it's a really, you know, we were only going to do that about 3 years ago. We thought, you know, that'll be kind of cool to do, but it'll run its course. No, they love the Hollywood car.
No, I do. Sure. I love that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You have the Breaking Bad.
Yeah, El Camino.
Yes.
There, baby. Yeah.
Which was the title of the movie.
Sure, for sure. Yeah.
For
so
Breaking
they're,
Bad.
They're all over it, but, you know, we have some of the fastest production cars ever made at the CF Charity Supercars, whether it's F40 Ferraris or Bugattis or a Jag XJ220. These are things that you would only see, maybe not in a magazine anymore, but only on a computer screen. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's that's really cool.
Yeah.
Like, that's outrageous.
No, and you know what's special about this show from Philadelphia? It is iconic and it's generational. Grandpas with sons, with daughters, and you see them come in and they go to the classics, and that was hot when I was your age, and they look at the supercars and all of those things, and it is generational. It's part of January, February.
It is. You know, it's funny because, you know, there are certain events. I mean, geez, the flower show, right? Like that when that comes for the, especially
it's
the
iconic.
It is.
It's a little different demographic,
right,
but it's still iconic.
But no, but it truly is.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when the ladies all get together, they do their day out, and this is for us.
Yeah, although we're seeing a lot more women come than we ever have before. So I think we'll have a lot of love in the building. I think we're going to have a great Valentine's Day. And we're open on Monday this year, which is unusual
for
President's
right.
Day. So
right.
A lot of people are off. School district is done. So we expect a pretty big crowd. We'll get over 250,000 people. That's a lot of Eagle games.
That's incredible, man. That is.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And I love it. I love seeing people coming in. And I agree with you. I love the family aspect of it. The kids and it was funny. I'm so mad at myself because I was going to bring the kids, take them out of school, and bring them with me today.
You should have. I know where you can get discount tickets.
Yeah, no, I was going to do it, but they were sick and they had missed a lot of school recently.
Well, Monday
they missed a couple days of school. But I wanted them while I was
here. See, people ask me, what's my favorite part of the show? It's Saturday morning when we first open up and those kids come running in.
Yeah.
And they see a Ferrari or a Lamborghini for the first time and their eyes are like saucers, man. It's just, we have them. And there they're going over that big grade with that pickup truck from Jeep, and they're seeing all the articulation.
Right in front of us.
You
get in that experience.
Ride and drive. So,
how long does it take to set up? How long does it take? Like, you will just look at it as far as the eyes can go. These incredible vehicles, just to get everything set up.
You can almost see the curvature of the earth in this hall, can't
right?
you?
Right? So, oh, my
700,
God.
Yeah, 750,000 square feet. But it's about 10 days. They mark the floor. They bring the carpet in. They bring the displays and the crates. And then the cars are the last to go in, about 1.5 million pounds of freight. So it's an ordeal to get it in, but the labor here is good and strong. And, you know, that's the thing, too. It's part of the community. The labor force in this building loves the show because they went to it ever since they were a little kid with their dad. So there's a pride not only in coming to the show, but also, obviously, in putting it together.
It's the best. Kevin Mazzacola, who's the director of the auto show here with us today, as we broadcast live, runs now through the 17th. So you gotta be here. You gotta experience this stuff. And if you're buying, if you're thinking about buying, no better place than right here.
Well, you know, quite frankly, we don't sell here. That's what's the beauty of it. No, there's no selling. It's only information. That's why people love come, because whatever they are looking for in whatever niche is here, but there's nobody to sell a darn thing, and I think that's what makes it kind of special as well. So, of course, they go to their dealer.
Right,
yeah.
You do all your homework.
About half of all the people come here buy a car in the next 12 months, so they really leverage this.
It's amazing. I'm just watching. I love the Jeep experience and the going over the ramps and... Look at this. Look at this bad boy.
Well,
right,
and I couldn't do it in my Vega in high school, I can assure you that. You know? Four banger.
That's awesome.
It didn't bring any women, I'll tell you that. What's he driving? I don't know what that thing is.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is great. All right, so in order, give me your three favorite stops.
You got to see the CA Corvette mid-engine. It is an icon, and it's the first time where the engine is going to be there in the back. It is an American supercar, can run with anybody in the world. I think the Porsche Taycan is an electric vehicle, and it's a four-way into that. That Defender from Land Rover is pretty cool too. First one in 20 years, but that's the thing. The most favorite car in the show is the one you're looking for. And
right,
there's
right,
700
right,
of them. So it's different for different people, but they're gravitating towards Jeep. Lincoln is strong, coming with some strong products, and Lexus. And yeah, I mean, like I said, I can just go on and on because there's something for everybody.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
man.
I'm all excited.
This is great, man.
Passionate.
I know, man. I always loved seeing your buddy.
We're curators. It's the show.
Yeah,
it's the show.
It is. And you guys, God bless you, man. You guys do an amazing job. You really do.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
You host everything. Yeah, we appreciate
it,
man.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, take care.
He's the man. This is he's right on. We love this. We broadcast from here every year, and it really is something. I mean, it's amazing, these vehicles all in one place, and the movie car. So, I love the El Caminos here.
That's awesome.
Shooters, that's outrageous.
That's really cool. I mean, the fact that they get that in here, right? You know, I wonder where it's stored normally. I guess Hollywood, right? Yeah. Like, they fly it out here, drive it out here, you name it. I mean, it's
pretty wild.
That's really cool.
All right. We're at that point in the show now. I want to try to kind of reset this thing. And as we broadcast live from the 2020 Philly Auto Show, the Friday Five for today. We talked a lot earlier about the Eagles and the All for Nothing. The video, the docuseries that's on Amazon right now from NFL Films. But here's the deal. Here's your Friday Five for today. So give me your favorite famous car. This is off of the Philly Auto Show. All right? Number two, this is your love-hate. Right? This is the love-hate. It's Valentine's Day, so it's Valentine's Day and the Valentine's Day Massacre. NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL, local, non-local. Give me your love, two loves for local. Give me your love local, your love non-local, your hate local, your hate non-local in each of the four leagues. You could turn any season in Philadelphia history into a docuseries. What is it? We talked a lot about Wentz, the Carson confidence meter. I think from what I saw the last four games, I feel supremely confident in Carson. So I gave him a 9. We had Mike from KOP was at a 4.5, 5.
Yeah, of course he was.
But that's all right. And then the worst date. What's up, AJ? The worst date, hookup, romantic experience you ever had. All right?
Okay.
There is your Friday Five for today. So I'll start with you coming up straight ahead, all right?
All right.
All right, we'll do that. 610-632-0975. Hi, sweetheart. 610-632-0975 is the people start to funnel in here at the Auto Show.
Yeah, doors just opened up.
How about it? My little man, he's cool, this kid. You're going to go on a Jeep, on a Jeep ride?
No, I'm gonna let the kids get on. What, you want me to go on there? Look at the line already. Probably
filling up. Wow, my God.
Yeah, door opened up 10 minutes ago.
Damn, that line's ridiculous. That's crazy. Look at that. All right, we're going to take a quick TO. We'll come back. Open lines, you want to get in. We got plenty of them. 610-632-0975. Do the Friday Five. Also, a little bit later on the show, you'll hear from you'll hear from Tim Legler. So you hear from Legs coming up, probably about 12:50. We'll hear from Legs. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis live from the PA Convention Center with the Philly Auto Show.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, right, welcome back. Look at this. Packed. Doors are open and it's packed. How bad, brother?
I mean, look at this line. That's it's just amazing. Now wrapping around us at this point.
Yeah, it's wild. This really is. All right, let's do the Friday Five, shall we? And then I want the people to take it. All right, the first question of the Friday Five, and Pat, I need your answers as well. Tunis, I'll start with you.
Okay.
Give me your favorite famous car.
Oh, it's easy. You got to go with the General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah, they're hitting the ramps, right? Sliding across the hood of the car.
What is it with you in the country?
It's not even that. It's the cool car. They do the commercials. They do all kinds of stuff. The General Lee, man. It has nothing to do with the country.
But why do you like the country?
It has nothing to do with the country.
Why do you... you like the country thing. The General Lee. You like the country music?
Yeah, I like the country music. But again, it has nothing to do.
The country car.
Oh, I'm going to get a picture up for you.
I like the... Now, Mike, who's our engineer, he had the best one. He had the James Bond Aston Martin.
Oh, that's a great answer.
Mike beat you with that answer.
Yeah, probably. Come on, man. Look at this. Look at this beautiful, vehicle. Look,
what's your favorite car?
Number one on it.
Movie Pat.
Yeah, I got to go Batmobile. I think the Batmobile is probably the most famous.
What's your favorite most famous?
Oh, that's...
I like that the movie... What's the movie in Venice? And it drives around that little...
Italian job?
Yeah.
Yeah, the little Fiat.
Yes.
I mean, I'm a big fan of John Wick's car, the Mustang.
Dude, I got to see John Wick.
I mean, we tried to tell you when the third one came out.
You know what? And here's why. Because my cousin gave it love.
Wait, so me giving it love and movie Dave giving it love and all the people tweeting it, we don't count, but your cousin gave it love, so you got to go watch it now.
Correct.
I mean, how am I supposed to take that?
Correct.
That hurts.
Yeah, well, you know how I feel about you're a man of, you see everything.
I see a lot. I got a lot of time on my hands. I'm in a loveless marriage.
You see. All right. How about this? Question number two. You could make any season in Philadelphia sports history into a docuseries.
Okay, so I'm not going low-hanging fruit, any of the winning seasons. So I'm going to go a little different. How about the 1991 Eagles?
Wow, that's a
when
great
Randall goes
answer.
Down. And what the locker room was like after Randall
Shoots.
Goes down.
That's a great answer.
Because they still play well.
Plus, they were crazy.
Right.
Seth Joyner.
Yes.
Like, young Seth Joyner.
Imagine that. Imagine in the locker room after games. Or it's because, you know, McMahon can't play well. He's banged up.
That's a great answer. I'm impressed.
Oh, thank you. Second level thinking.
You're right. What do you got, Pat?
I would go the 2015 Eagles, which is Chip Kelly's last year.
That's a great answer, too.
See all the crap going
all
on?
All the stuff that went on that season?
Players not wanting to play for the coach.
Who was the guy that didn't want to even sit on the plane next to him?
I don't know. I remember Evan Mathis was.
DeMarco Murray.
He's the one that sat down with Jeffrey Lurie and said, you got to get this guy out of here.
Could you imagine
that getting caught in a documentary?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Like DeMarco going in the back of the plane to talk to Jeff?
Yeah.
Yo, we can't play for this guy.
He wasn't going back of the plane. Jeffrey Lurie's in front.
No, that's Jeffrey Lurie's one of the boys.
He's first class.
He's playing cards with the boys in the back.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. But even Jason Peters, like, sitting out, remember, like, he refused to play for him.
Yep.
You're right. That's a great answer. By the way, VG on the text board says, you don't even have the best Dukes of Hazzard car. He says the Boss Hog Cadillac.
The Boss Hog?
And then he said he goes to Smokey and the Bandit Trans Am.
That's good work. I don't know what that is, but it sounds nice.
I don't know either. Sounded good.
You're hoping that I knew.
I was. All right, give me the Carson confidence meter. Where does the Carson confidence meter sit for you? Scale of 1 to 10. Where are you at with Carson?
I'm not going to give you the exact same answer you gave, which was 9. I'll go 8.5, just to be different.
All right, so you're with me.
Yes.
You're supremely confident.
Yes.
You now believe.
Yeah, always believed. But imagine if he has some talent around him.
Yes.
It's a wrap.
Pat?
Yeah, I'm a big Carson guy, so I got to be different, too. I got to go 8.7.
All right, so we all stand the same. We're right there. All right. Give me your worst romantic or hookup experience. I'll start.
Okay.
All right? So I'm in Chicago, so I'm dating this girl, and she says, I need you to go out with my father. And I was like, all right. Now, they lived in the south side of Chicago. Right? Bridgeport.
It's tough. Was tough town?
Yeah, no. It was a tough neighborhood. Right around. Her father ran a parking lot outside of Comiskey Park.
Wow. All
right?
That's awesome.
Right? So, I go, all right. You know, whatever. His name was Bruce. Right?
It's a tough guy name, too.
Right? So
you don't want to mess with a Bruce.
Yeah. So I am like, all right, whatever. So we go to this corner bar type of joint in the south side of Chicago. Like it was like a neighborhood type of joint. And we go in, and right away he gets into a beef. All right? He gets into a beef.
And as soon as you walk in?
Like literally we have a beer. And next thing you know, he starts jawing. And the next thing you know, he starts throwing punches.
What?
And the next thing you know, there's like 10 dudes attacking him. And now I feel like I gotta like help the guy out.
The girl?
Right.
The father?
So I gotta help this dude out. And then I'm getting beat up.
Now you're
up.
Throwing punches.
Right. But I'm getting beat because there's like 10 dudes. Like I gotta hit them. Back of the head with a Heineken bottle. Like, I was like, what the frig, man? Like, I don't know what the hell. Like, I missed, like, this, like, what this was all about.
Yeah, so you don't even know why it started.
All I know is, like, I'm just, like, some innocent bystander from Philadelphia, and I'm in the south side of Chicago, and my man's getting swooped on, and I gotta help him out.
Now he's candy.
So
yeah.
So what happened?
I was like, I was getting hit. I'm trying to.
What's the conversation? What's the conversation afterward? Like, did you meet the girl again?
Yeah.
Okay. So like, you told her. Like, what did you tell her?
I went. What? Her name was Gina. Surprise. And I go, what? Yo. Yeah.
What? Yo.
What's wrong with your father, man? What the hell? You gotta find. Whatever. It didn't last long, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I'd be scared.
Still the most bizarre experience I ever had.
God. That wasn't even with the girl. It was the girl's father.
Right. It was weird. And it was not fun. And I got banged up. So,
You're bleeding.
Yeah, man. No joke. I got hit the head with a bottle. I mean, it was crazy. All right, give me your answer.
Well, I didn't get beat up in mine, but got heartbroken. Heartbroken.
What happened?
Saw the second most beautiful girl in the world behind the wife. Wife's number one.
Right.
This girl's second most beautiful girl in the world at college. And I saw her from a window, right? She's on the fourth floor at the dorm. I'm at the bottom. She's looking out the window. I go,
this is Temple?
Yes. I go, that's the second most beautiful girl in the world. So I actually counted the windows, right? And I went to her room, knocked on it. She comes out. We start talking. We go out on a date like that weekend. I'm like, all right, this is going real well. At least I thought.
So you actually counted the floors.
Yep, the floors and the windows. So I got to her room.
Wow, that's impressive.
Turns out she's Polish, so you know we're practically neighbors.
Right.
I'm like, this is perfect.
Part of the whole thing.
This is perfect.
Right. Lithuania.
You know,
Poland.
We're neighbors. This is great.
Right.
So we're doing the date and everything's going well. You know, we're the same dorm. So right, we go back together because same dorm. And then she gets a call. She goes, "Oh, my boyfriend's calling me." I'm like, "Wait, excuse me? Your boyfriend's guys? We went to a nice little restaurant in the city."
Looks like she's paying then.
I'm like, "No, but this was afterward, right? We're home. We're back at the dorm room. So the bill was already paid for."
You got to send her a Venmo request.
Where'd you go?
I forget. Somewhere in the city.
Place called Applebee's.
No, that's where I worked. So my Applebee's paycheck, you know, took care of the restaurant. It was some Italian place. And so she goes, "Oh, home, my boyfriend's calling me." I'm like, "What?" And then she just does the whole, "All right, good night, thanks."
That was it?
And I'm like, and then like she texts me the next day, like, "Had so much fun last night, let's do it again." And I'm like, "No." What do you mean let's do it again?
It was like one of those deals of your friend?
Yeah, no. I was like, I'm not messing with this.
I feel really awkward right now.
You know what I'm saying? I did feel really awkward. I was just like, no, I'm sorry. Plus, she's dating somebody on the basketball team.
Oh, so yeah?
I'm definitely not messing with that.
Who was
it? I don't know. I can't expose that kind of information.
Write it down, man.
I'll let you know.
All right.
Get my ass kicked.
All right. Pat.
Yeah, so I was dating a girl, and she got Groupon tickets to go see Train. And, I mean, girls turn up at Train, okay? So I had a hockey game that night. Normally, like, the hockey games are, you know, 10:40 puck drops. And I'm driving home at about 1 a.m., and she calls me obliterated. And she's like, I need you to come over here now. But it wasn't one of those, like, sexy, I need you to come over here. It was like, I'm puking into my hair coming over here. So, and I'm like, I'm 35 minutes away, and she called three straight times, like, "Where are you?" And I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do. I mean, I'm going as fast as I can, but I can't teleport there. And also, I got to stop off at Wawa, too, because I got to get my drink. So,
gotta get the Mountain Dew, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, do the Dew. So, because I'm gonna be in for a long night with this girl. So I get there and she is, you know, puking her guts up, and then the dog is also in the bathroom staring at her, just so disappointed. It's kind of like David Hasselhoff with the cheeseburger video. Like, you can just tell the dog is so disappointed at his hero just throwing up, and she has the audacity to like say like, "Thanks for coming," and with the dog's name. And then I'm like, "All right, like let's like get you to bed." And she decides, "No, I'm not going to go to bed because I'm a damn mermaid." And she crawls in the tub and starts putting the water on, and I'm trying to get her out, and she goes, no, I'm going to shrivel up. I'm a mermaid." And I'm like, this isn't Splash. You're not a mermaid. You're a drunk white girl who got plastered on two straw burritos. at the BB&T Pavilion. So finally, I got her in a bed.
Oh my
and,
God!
And yeah, that was a fun night. And I think we lost the hockey game too, which made it even worse.
Anthony Schmall just tweeted, and then he married her. Is that your wife, Pat?
No comment.
Oh my God! I can't. I'm going to shrivel up. What? What? All right.
At least you didn't get beat up.
And then finally, it's true. Give me your love, hate, all-time 4-for-4. What do you ask you?
Where's the Toyota? I don't know. I'm doing a show here.
First of all, dude, what remote 101? Never take your headphones off.
I'm sorry.
And never engage.
Well, this is what happens when they don't.
Question.
This is what happens when they don't let me out of the studio.
Never engage in a question.
I don't know. Sorry,
wave,
sir.
That's it.
I don't know where the Toyota's at.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. You ready? Here you go. That dude's a talk show, dude. It's a sports talk show. All right. Come on, Holmes. Let me hear a rap.
Oh no.
Come on, dude. There he is. Vicente. What do you say? Como está, Vicente? There you go, Bucket the nieces. Ah, oh, beautiful.
Ah, oh, jeez.
Good man, Ecuadorian friend. All right. You love, you hate, local, and we're going to start NHL.
Okay. And this doesn't have to be current, right?
The current, it doesn't matter.
Local, NHL. I love John LeClair.
All right.
I was a big LeClair fan. Zach Rinaldo couldn't stand.
Okay.
Fair?
Yep. National.
Big Crosby guy. I know that's like taboo.
You love Crosby?
I think he's a great hockey player. Do I have
Are you serious?
Do I have a Crosby jersey? No. Like, I'm not like, but I think he's a great hockey player. Forgive me. Scott Stevens, I hate. And that's a simple answer.
Yes.
For ruining someone's career.
Yes.
Ruining the Flyers. But yeah. Sin. It's a sin, I know. I think Crosby's a great hockey player.
Sorry. All right. NFL.
NFL local, Brian Westbrook. It has nothing to do with him being on the station. Brian Westbrook was probably my favorite player growing up. And then Chip Kelly, even though he didn't play, couldn't stand that man.
Okay, well, that's a good answer. Good answer. All right, how about National?
National, Priest Holmes was my favorite player growing up.
Priest Holmes?
Yes, Priest Holmes was my favorite player growing
that's
up.
That's interesting.
I have a Priest Holmes jersey tucked away in the closet. For some reason, I love that Chiefs team to like Dante Hall, right? Trent Green. I was a big. I like the Chiefs, right? And then I was like, okay, I'm an Eagles fan.
Right.
There was that time when you're a kid where you're like, all right, I like this player, so I bought the jersey. First jersey I ever bought was Priest Holmes.
All right.
And then I couldn't stand Jeremy Shockey.
Jeremy Shockey?
Couldn't stand him.
All right, let's go to the MLB. It's one of your favorite wheelhouses.
Chooch, Carlos Ruiz, probably one of my favorite players of all time. And then I could not stand Hunter Pence. I still don't like Hunter Pence.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Hunter
I like that he fixed his career a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, had a good year last year. But everything about Hunter Pence, I just couldn't stand. And they traded away so much for a guy that did nothing for you. So I'm out on Hunter Pence. But then the local, or the national, Ichiro.
So he sat right here?
Ichiro. You know, I've talked about that in the past. Ichiro is my favorite baseball player of all time.
Yeah, it's weird.
And then, come on, man. And then Paul Laduca. Hated Paul Laduca.
Paul Laduca.
Could not stand Paul Laduca. During those Mets years, Phillies Mets, could not stand him.
Really?
Yes. Least favorite player of all time. I couldn't stand him.
NBA.
NBA? This is chalk, but Iverson. I mean, come on. You can't go wrong with Allen Iverson locally here. And then locally, there's two process players because everybody else loved them, and that's why
Covington. I hated him.
No, well, he should be on there. But Tony Roten and KJ McDaniels. Because everybody thought those guys
Tony
were...
Roten.
They thought they were real NBA players.
No, they didn't.
People thought they were real NBA players. No. Oh, if you bring Tony Roten, it'd be a perfect fit.
I still hate Covington. And he still can't make a layup.
Yeah, you're right.
All right?
Yes.
I saw the other night, trying to go to the basket, got swatted.
Right.
I hate him.
And then National, I do love Russell Westbrook. I think he's a hell of a basketball player. I know he's a stat guy, too. But I do like watching Russell Westbrook play.
All right.
And then Lance Stevenson.
What?
Exactly.
Why?
I don't know. He didn't belong in the NBA. He's just...
Stevenson.
Yeah, he's a character. I don't know. Is there, like... You hate James Harden. I understand why.
Yeah, I hate James Harden.
But, like, I can't think of any other... Like, I wasn't from, like, the Sixers Celtics era back then. You know, like, I
hate Larry Bird.
I bet you do.
When I was a kid.
But I couldn't, like... I never felt that because I wasn't born, right? Like, there's no really player that I hated growing up because the Sixers, for the most part, weren't that great. So there was never really a rivalry for me growing up. Right?
Yes. But by the way, my father goes, this is bad radio. Get back to sports or change the subject for the stories. So my father ripped your story and Pat's story.
Sorry, Mr. Gargano. Not your story, though.
Well, I'm sure you ripped mine, too. Right? Whatever. Pat, your love-hate Valentine's Day.
Do you want me to start with the Flyers?
Hey, you're a hockey man.
Yeah, so I love Jeremy Roenick.
Yes.
I thought he fit perfectly.
I'm a big JR fan as well.
In this town. And then for whatever reason, the name that, there's a lot that come to mind, but the name that really came to mind was Tom Sestito. I hated Tom Sestito.
Why?
Yeah. Who's that? Tom Sestito. He was one of these like wannabe tough guys that wasn't very good, and he would score two goals.
All right.
Yeah, okay. He's the first guy to come to mind. Well, you know,
is he like the Tomas Perez of the Flyers?
Andrew stole Ronaldo, so I had to go Tom Sestito.
Sorry.
Okay. All right, I'll go Mike Racci. All right, is that better for you?
Sure.
All right, and then National, I loved Mark Messier. Then the guy that I hated, Brad Marchand. I don't know any hockey guy that likes Brad Marchand, licking faces and stuff.
What about, let me ask you, what about MLB? You are a big baseball man.
Yeah, so locally, I loved Jimmy Rollins. I have an argument of why Jimmy Rollins is a Hall of Famer sitting in my wallet for when people argue it for me. So I love Jimmy Rollins. Hated
J-Roll thing.
Yeah. Hated Adam Eaton. Like, I would give Adam Eaton the biggest stink eye if I ever saw that dude. What a waste.
Nothing brought more joy to me was when he got booed during the ring ceremony in 2009.
I was
there that game and the place went nuts.
No, he was terrible. He was terrible. I agree.
And then nationally, I can't think of a better one than Andrew said. Ichiro, me and Andrew,
my favorite player of all time.
Big Ichiro fans. I loved Ichiro. And then
he's giving the look.
That's fine.
Weak. My father's right.
What do you mean? What's wrong with Ichiro?
Because I like Ichiro.
Weak.
3,000 hits.
Nah, he's a pencil bat.
Over 4,000.
He's a pencil
hits?
Bat. Have you ever heard anyone who played with him? They said he could have hit 40 home runs if he wanted to.
Yeah.
He
was a hitter. The legendary stories of Ichiro.
Yeah, no respect. No respect for a future Hall of Famer.
He's got that cannon of an arm.
I'm out.
Come on, man.
Out.
He only has more hits than Pete Rose if you incorporate the Japanese numbers, but that's fine.
Best hitter of all time.
Okay, Ichiro. Okay.
I really hated Paul LaDuca.
See?
But I'll pick another man. Right. Carlos Beltran.
I like Beltran.
What a rat. How do you like Carlos Beltran?
NFL. Cute this kid is.
NFL, Brian Dawkins. I mean, it's chalk, but Brian Dawkins. And Stacey Andrews because of Brian Dawkins.
Stacey
Andrews Day. Nationally, I love D'Angelo Williams. Loved him in college. Loved him in the pros. I'm just a big D'Angelo Williams fan. And then...
You like him is he the wrestler now?
Yeah, he does. He does a little bit of wrestling.
Yeah, so do you watch his wrestling too?
No. No, not really. And then I hated Teddy Bruschi. I still hate Teddy Bruschi. I think he's terrible at his job. I couldn't stand him. Screw Teddy Bruschi.
Okay.
And then what do we got left?
NBA.
Basketball. Andrew stole mine. Iverson, but it's the most obvious for a guy who's 30 years old and grew up in this town. Hated Glenn Robinson. Glenn Robinson was such a waste on this team. Oh, God.
Now are you a Glenn Robinson the third guy?
I mean, obviously. He's a legend. National
three, baby.
Nationally, Detlef Schrempf. How do you not?
You don't like Detlef?
No, I love Detlef.
Oh, you love Detlef.
How do you not love Detlef? And then I hate Russell Westbrook.
Oh,
I will never like Russell Westbrook. That dude is so fake tough. It's not even funny. I could take Russell Westbrook.
Okay, here you go.
I don't think you could.
That's your Friday Five for today. Now, here's the beauty of the Friday Five: is that if you want to take it, you will definitely do better than Andrew and Pat.
What's that? I thought we gave you this. Like, is Ichiro? You have that much Ichiro
that's
hate?
That's not true!
You guys were horrible.
You what?
Even my father. My father ripped you guys.
He didn't like the
it was bad
love
stories.
What are you, a Ken Caminiti guy? Big Steve Jeltz man? I mean, what do you want from us? Pick a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. Like, you both picked Ichiro. Like,
I went first.
What?
Pass us a follower.
So bad. Oh, my God.
You're Mark DeRosa guy?
610-632.
Was a bad player.
75.
A quarterback of Penn.
All right. We got to take a quick timeout. We're live at the Philly Auto Show right here on 97.5 Fanatic.
FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is America's number one sportsbook for a reason. They've got all the bets that you could want, and they've got a great, easy-to-use app. New promos every day, and once you win, they get your cash fast. And if you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook, then now's the time, because right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free. That means you can place any bet within 7 days of signing up, and FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. If Ichiro was still playing, I'd take the over on 200 hits for Ichiro, but unfortunately, he retired. But for some basketball action today, Team USA now 6-point favorites. I'm going to take the USA over the world. And in college basketball, Penn, 7-point favorites over Brown. I'm going to ride with Penn there. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android. And be sure to use code FANATIC so that they know that we sent you. That's promo code FANATIC, F-A-N-A-T-I-C, to get your first bet risk-free. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey or PA. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms and restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, back live, 2020 Philly Auto Show here at the PA Convention Center. I'm the Chunas, hanging out. Anthony's got a lot of fans, in case you're wondering. Somebody came up to me and said, can I get a picture of you? I was like, why? I'm nobody. Got Anthony Gargano over here. I'm just hanging out. Yeah. Two open lines. 610-632. Exactly. 0975. We got Bring the Heat coming up at 1 o'clock, and then at 1:10, we're going to re-air the Tim Legler interview Anthony had with Cousins Corner last night. So here comes Anthony, the man of the hour. You're a popular man. You know that? You know.
You're a Philadelphia. We've been doing this for a long time.
That's right. That's
and everybody's like a family.
You're a popular man.
That's Marianne.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Mary, sweetheart. All right, let's get to the people, all right? You could have went to the phones, dude. Like, not like...
I said there's two open lines.
I listened to you on the weekends with the pro. You do a nice job when you...
Thank you. We'll be on tomorrow.
Drive the show. Is it? Yeah? Bro and Chew the show tomorrow?
Bro and Chew 9 to 12 every Saturday.
I like it. Let's go to Nurse Scott. Nurse Scott, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Happy Valentine's Day, Anthony and Andrew.
Happy Valentine's Day, Nurse Scott. Yeah, great day.
Excellent. So I've been holding on for a while. A lot of people have stolen my theme of what I want to talk about. But let's jump to the Friday Five.
Yes.
As far as the car, the old school first Batmobile.
Oh, that's
as
a good
far
one.
As
school one? Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Docuseries, definitely. 1993 Phillies.
The 93 Phillies would be an awesome docuseries. You're right.
Carson Wentz, I'd give him a 9. Once we give him more deep threat weapons, I feel that he's going to show the whole league. He'll go back a couple years and look like the MVP again. Just a thought.
I love it. I love it. I agree with you.
As far as love-hate, what I did is I just chose 4.
Yeah,
as far as Philly love, definitely Chase Utley. He brought to Philly what we're all about in Philly.
Okay.
As far as national love, definitely Michael Jordan. You watch him, you just put a smile on your face. As far as Philly local hate, Izell Jenkins.
Toast!
That's right. We used to call him Toast because he always got burnt all the time.
That's it, brother.
As far as national hatred, that would definitely have to be all Cowboys. Even my little 6-year-old daughter says, I hate the Cowgirls, Daddy. That's
right.
That.
You're raising her right.
It's good work.
It's good, good father right there, Scotty. I like it.
As far as the Amazon Eagles, I think you should definitely give it a try. I've watched 5 episodes so far. Definitely a great thing to watch. As far as the Phillies song, the song that I would pick is called Destroy Everything by the band Hatebreed.
What's that portend to? Destroy everything. Good Matt Klentak destroying the franchise?
Well, that can be used in 2 different references. Right now, it's destroying our franchise, but if somehow the Phillies come out positive, it would be destroying the other team.
All right, I like it, Scotty. You're a good soul, man. You're a good soul, man. I appreciate it, Scott. Thank you. You're good man. He was a good man.
He was a good man.
I was being too sarcastic, just snarky with the Klentak.
You're not a big Klentak guy, are you?
No, but I
can tell by yesterday.
I get it. No, I understand it. What's up, brother? We are live at the Philly Auto Show, so if you hear me kind of just speak to people, that's kind of packed.
You think the guy found the toilet?
That's kind of what I do.
I feel bad. I didn't point him in the right direction.
Yeah, the guy stopped in East Andrew where the Toyotas were.
I said, sorry, sir. I have no idea.
Let's go to Brooklyn. Talk to T. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. T.
Hey, good afternoon, Anthony and Andrew.
What's up, T?
Calling to say what's up. I've been listening to you for a while. I moved from Brooklyn to Mount Airy 2 years ago. In fact, the day before the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Nice.
So I want to talk about the process, which I have a different perspective on. About your boy Ben Simmons, I agree with you. It took me a while to get there because I was like everyone else, and I was like, he should shoot the ball more. But you know what? Ben Simmons does what most people don't do. He plays to his strengths, and his strength is not shooting the ball. His strength is doing everything else. His strength is knowing what the team needs when they need it. So when he scores 20 points in the first half, and he only scores 2 in the second half, it's not because he doesn't want to score. It's because he understands that he needs to get his other teammates involved. Case in point, the other night, he dominated the first half, the fourth quarter. Josh Richardson turns into little Jimmy Butler. Sixers win the game.
That's a good. That's very keen of you, T.
Because look at it. You look at the NBA.
I agree with you. So.
Well, I didn't agree with you for months, and then I started watching them.
Then you realize I led you to water.
Yeah, because you look at like Golden State Warriors, but look what Houston's doing. It's a copycat league. So you got everybody doing things they shouldn't be doing or things they're not good at because they watch a team that had Klay Thompson,
exactly,
Steph Curry, and all these other guys do these things, and now they're like, oh, we should do them too. And it's like, wait, your team ain't built like that. You got a guy who can do everything. And I can't even say he can't shoot because his free throw percentage has gotten better.
Yes.
So maybe, you know, he's driving to the hole more, willing to get fouled because he's better at the free throws now. So maybe, you know, playoff time, he'll unveil the jumper. And if he doesn't, if he keeps doing what he's doing, which is making his other teammates
and
better.
And playing great defense.
Playing great defense and making his teammates better, you actually have enough talent on the team between Tobias, Richardson, Embiid, and all these other guys, that if you have a guy who understands what these guys need to do to be their best,
T,
then that's what you got right there.
I'm so proud right now, T.
These fans are looking for something that if they got it, they would be pissed because he would shoot 10 threes a game,
right.
He would miss 10, and he'd be on his behind for missing 10 3-pointers in the night and be like, why isn't he taking it to the hole? Why isn't he pass? Why isn't he play defense?
Right on, brother.
All right.
On T, maybe proud, man.
Dude, I'm gonna call you back because we got some other things to talk about. We got some baseball stuff to talk about. We got
some movie
to talk about.
Yes, T. I'm
a sound man. I'm your mixer. So
you got it, brother. Listen, I would keep it in the family. You know that. That's good. All right, pal. I'm proud of you. Thanks, T. How about that?
You know what I love?
I led the man to water.
You did. I'm proud of you. You know what I love?
Yes.
Every time I look left.
Andrew, play the song.
It's great. Every time you turn left or right, you see somebody wearing some sort of Philly sports gear.
That's how we do.
It's just awesome.
Well, right, because that's how we do it here.
I saw some a little kid wearing an Al Horford jersey.
I saw.
That's the first.
He had the jersey.
That's the first Horford jersey I've seen.
Yeah,
anyway,
cool.
I appreciate that.
He was a cool kid. That
I
kid.
I appreciate that.
He was. He was a cool guy. I like that kid. Let's go to Steve. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Stevie.
Yo, guys. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Stevie.
Love you guys. Love the cuz talking about
Thanks,
cars,
bro.
Man. Right up my alley. But
oh, good. You can educate me because I'm not good.
Dude, I'm in my Challenger right now, and I'm going to get on it for you, all right? Hold on.
Yeah.
You hear this?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Hear that, engine?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's a 6.4 liter Scat Pack Hemi. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. But whoever called and said that the Cadillac in Dukes of Hazzard was nicer than General Lee, the Charger?
That was VG, yeah, the VG.
Oh, man.
All right. Good?
Nah, you got to go with the Charger all day long on that one.
See? Oh, really?
But, that was a cool car, a cool TV show. Magnum PI, driving around Hawaii in a red Ferrari.
Yes, that's a great answer.
See, there's no place to get in trouble because from what I heard, you know, the roads aren't long enough to get on a car like that and enjoy it. So you got to control yourself, but you look cool all day long in that car.
Yeah, that's a great answer. That car was outrageous, yeah.
I went to Comiskey Park 1990, the last year it was there, with a girlfriend visiting her dad. Her dad lived in Peoria. Carlton Fisk comes up to the plate. They played the president's song, and she was like, what the heck? Who's this guy? She had no idea, man. Just hearing you mention Comiskey, it just brought back that memory, man. Totally awesome. I'm a huge Flyers, Sixers, and Eagles guy. I love Kenny Lintzman, man. The Rat.
The Rat. We talked about him the other day. Yeah, the Rat. Love the Rat.
I hate it. But didn't Vinny LeCavalier come here for a short time, did next to nothing, after he left Tampa, I think?
He did. He did. LeCavalier came here. He did play here.
And
it's funny. Do you remember they used to get everybody? Howard, Chuck.
Yeah, they're all
every
gone.
Great player at some point ended his career with the Flyers.
Yeah.
Like, after they were done.
Darryl
always come
Sittler.
Here. Darryl Sittler.
Paul Coffey came here and wore a different pair of skates every night or something.
Yes.
It's crazy, man. I love Michael Jack Schmidt, and I hated Scott Rowland. How could you not?
Yeah, you know what? Me too. I was anti-Scotty. He was miserable, Scotty.
Yeah. He won a World Series. He probably wasn't even happy.
Yeah, I hate Scott Rowland. I agree.
I got to come see you, man. It's been too long since I've seen you.
Stevie, great stuff, brother. Appreciate it, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.